This is After Hours Programming on HRN. The views and opinions of the show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours Programming on HRN.
It's Gunwash News time here. It is 64 and overcast here in Bushwick, New York, and if you'd like to set your clocks, we are starting tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
7:30, man.
What did I say?
You said 8:30.
Oh, 7:30. Stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Yeah, I love that sound effect.
It's a good one.
Welcome to Gunwash Radio. All you guys out there know that you can hear us every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I apologize for messing up the time beforehand. And also, I want to say sorry. I know they're probably going to like make fun of me a whole bunch this week, but I just want to apologize for all the listeners who found me to be a little bit terse.
Play that.
If you want to play that, you can play that. I'm not necessarily approving of it, but
don't play that.
All right, but
what is going on here? No,
uh-oh.
No. Like this is the one thing I do.
I like this. I like the nozzle tape
That's
kind of stuff
very
better, Jack.
Serious for me. Okay?
This is very serious.
What is with people like this? What is with that, dude?
Yeah,
I know, but then everyone's sitting in here, and then I gotta choose who stays and goes. What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, man. So I don't know if you guys saw this. This past week, we had New York. We don't have it up. I had to rush out of the office, so I left my computer. But you know that this week we NewYorkTimes.com did a story on C-punk music. What is that?
Wow. It's famous now.
That must mean that maybe it's famous now, but I think it probably means that the joke is sort of like, you know, run its course at this point.
Well, but then they bought the joke.
New York Times bought the joke big time. Big time. And who it was Baltimore.
It wasn't a joke though. I feel like they're dead ass about that.
No, they're dead ass, but New York Times then is at the butt of the joke because they called it a joke in the newspapers. So I personally think the music is
but
great.
They probably call everything that's new a joke.
Sure. Maybe you're right, especially since now web memes are
big
so
snobs.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Jokes.
Are you...
But the cool thing is the only two people they quoted in that article were Albert Redwine and Zom Bell, both of who were big fans of the Gunwash episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Those were the first people on it. Like, I posted it with the hashtag, and within seconds they were, you know, commenting.
Yo, I was playing, what about Sarah Seafunk?
I saw her
Sarah's
on...
Sarah's around.
I saw her on something, and she's, like, talking about she listens to straight drum and bass all day, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's... We played Straight Jungle on that one...
Yeah.
Hashtag C-Punk. I played Mad Jungle.
Yeah,
I'm like,
and
all
they
right.
hated. What I was going to say is, you know, I'm not positive that I'm friends with Zom Bell on Facebook, but I suspect that I am. There's a lady on there who I befriended recently who I suspect
is
that
it
is.
Shen?
Yes,
Shen
that is her name, yeah. And she wrote something. She said she was going to be in New York, and I said, come on, Gunwash. All right. Hey, Jeremy, are you ready to play music?
Yeah.
All right. Listen. So we're on Gunwash Radio. We had a little bit of a fun intro. Max Boat's here. I haven't seen this guy. Last time I saw Max Boat, I was riding a bicycle.
I live in the country now.
He lives in the country now. All right. Gunwash Radio. It's 7:33. Spliffington, please.
Bad boy.
me clean, feel me gone.
Pulling up, jumping out, pulling up.
Bossy man, no informer, no watcher, get loose. Shabba. You know the shatter, fire, fire, bam, 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 sucker. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, 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 sucker. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, informer, so shatter. Pills on the dentist, we in ya. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, bossy, sucker. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, 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 sucker. Shatter, fire, bam, informer, so shatter. Fire the whole of them dead boy, you know. Play time roll. Chang, chang. Mash up the place with selection. So now go dead, we kill them one by one. Oh, you feel this, champ, champ, champion. Shatter, fire, bam, pussy, sucker. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, party, fucker. Shatter, fire, fire, bam, infamous. So shatter, fire, hold your head, get a fire. So if you fall the five and the brother, squeeze the trigger, you hear it go ratatata.
You're like nuts, a bamba clad.
What if we get one of
these four gunshots? Got a mercy.
Never spell out.
Yo, man.
All right, good. Jamaican people, ready? Say we no like no kind of party, man. Chapa, I say. We don't respect not a phony, man. Chapa, I say. I am a Jamaican brother, man. Chapa, I say. From the city gonna high, man. Tradition. Chapa, I say. Say we a go shot them. Shot them, shot them. Oh, when we a shot them, don't tell me no. Gunshot under them. Gunshot is on the mic, we are to set already as it again, we make sure when the things happen. Why we get guns and fireworks and couple? If a boy ever pose in front and nozzle, now stop shot it till it look like brussel. Some of the youth, this phone and pick up the brain out of gravel. And identify those passy bag and the shovel. See them at the 4 or 5 yet, and he's a rebel. At the same world gun, put him on in that tubby. How we murder me brother, me uncle and me nephew. Shabba, he came to mix up with party person. See me murder and the son, they sure me certain.
Children from gun bag business. Gunman for selling gun bag go buy Wrigley's. Sorry. Step by your door. Shut to the head and keep that like a ball down the street. Gunman for rampage. Man say murder, I say.
He murder people in a wheel till night. All I murder people in a broad daylight. And a boy of this and him a get too bright. He murder people in a. He murder people in a. He murder. He murder. He murder people in a wheel till night. All I murder people in a broad daylight. And a boy of this and him a get too bright. Tonight, tonight that I go lose it. Me name John Buskull. Man under earth. If a boy want to touch a button for me shirt. John Buskull. Food man under earth. Me just did it. And I me drive the earth. Gun bag no bring no badness to me. Cause that nah go work. We no chibla, we no soda. Foam in the nurse. Think twice. Hide your mind gain. Earth you good. If you push it back and by your mother's skirt.
Warning but not answer them. No not answer them.
Warning, but not run for them. Run for them. Never. Why? Suck your father with a boots on good lungs and for your mother. You know? Yes, yes.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're ready for the war.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're ready for the war. They say we ready for the war. The big gun, no, the power. Cause if it's war, it's war, can't done. Pass the AK and the... Why go on the ground? 6 months, six. You don't know, so when we do some, we're not going to win.
Anything that can be clean, Jimmy Gunn.
God have mercy, because bad man be hooker, you're not bad man be me. You are rude boy, be your man, not the pop, Jimmy.
Oh, Gunwash Radio, and here we are. I gotta tell you, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, man. I was earlier on, man. I was really feeling a little bit. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but I was feeling a little nervous. I got to get on a plane tomorrow, but Mr. Max Bode put those worries at ease for me.
You're more. It's more dangerous being in a car than it is being on an airplane.
It is more.
I'm so sorry.
Really? Oh, is this what? Because you're so profoundly beautiful that he can't find words. Oh, by the way,
no.
We have a special studio guest tonight. And if you're a Gunwash listener and been one for a while, then you may or may not know the lady that is this wonderful lady that's drawing pictures in our studio right now.
Say hello.
They all smell bad. You know, I'm not very well traveled, Max.
I'll see you.
So for,
I gotta tell you this. I've been holding my anger.
Oh,
all this time
against us, against me, right?
No, against you.
Me specifically.
Boy, I've been kind to everybody, but you is like, you're the guy.
Jack, what did I tell you? Everyone thinks I'm a douchebag.
You
when
shouldn't.
I, dude.
No, you're not. I think you're sincere. How do you say this?
Sincere.
Sincere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sincere about what though?
Like that, you know that.
Speak into
the mic. Oh yeah. See, I am a dickhead. Yeah.
Basically,
I gotta test you every time. I fucking test you. So guys.
You were like a dickass, you say?
A dickass,
dick yeah, definitely a
dickass. Dick ass. That's
the time gonna, that I, the time
how
when
you
I
say dickass.
I go.
How do you say dickass?
Un idiota. No.
Pene culo.
I cannot chill.
Pene culo.
I cannot chill.
Well, can you be a little bit more specific for me? Because here's why I'll say that.
Well, I called to the radio like at 3 a.m. one night. And you were just like making fun of me.
No, I disagree. I don't think that's true.
No,
I don't think
but that... it's cool. I mean, I get it.
Well,
I don't speak quiet English. So
yeah, but you know what? And you know, and this is important for you to
speaking
understand.
Speaking quiet English is important.
You know, no, wait, shut up. I want to hear this.
So listen, Sarah yeah. C-Punk actually said yeah. something similar to me. She has an accent, right? She's from whatever.
What is all the C-Punk? All
you know
about,
what?
I mean,
you know what?
We're not going to.
It's like, if you don't it's know, a, then you'll
it's,
never
it's
know.
Third tier punk.
Okay.
It's
okay.
The best techno okay. music.
It's not A punk. It's not B punk.
Basically,
it's C punk.
Armando's here. Everyone say hi to Armando. Hi, Armando.
Armando.
Hey, Armando.
Yeah, he'll come in a second. Yeah. So here's the thing. I can hear you're drawing so fervently, Candela, that I can hear it in the mic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. It's fine. You can keep drawing.
There's Mila.
But you still want to hear what I want to say about this?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sarah C-Punk, she's from the UK, I'd say, or something like that, right? And
yeah.
she and I did a little, play on her accent, and she got a little bit miffed herself. And in response to that, I said, "Well, Sarah, you got to understand that people that I make fun of, I only make fun of people that I look up to and admire greatly."
Don't get your titties in a twist.
I'll tell you this though, nice Zombel's guy. Major complaint with the show was you making
Aaron
fun of everybody's
guy.
Accents.
What do you mean to him?
Well, wait. Zombel said
all
that?
All the C-Punks were like, why is he making fun of people's accents?
Because
he's an asshole.
Because different.
What a jerk.
Am I really that much of a jerk?
No, you're a good nice guy. You're a good
That's
guy.
What I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I'm one of the outer lying members of the Great Guys Club.
Don't listen to some Spanish.
You're definitely
girls
in the nice guys club.
I think
yeah,
that's the idea.
I came
Love Mom's Crew.
Yeah.
I came all the way from Spain to prove that.
That I'm a dickhead? You didn't have to get on a plane for that one. You got a lot of people in America who already
think that. Makes you feel important, though, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
At least I'm... Yes, that's true. If people are willing to travel to come tell me that I'm an asshole, that means that in the back of their minds, they actually kind of think I'm cool.
They think you're worth it enough.
They think I'm worth it enough.
It's not like... It doesn't cost $0 to get over here.
Yeah, seriously. It doesn't cost $0. It costs significantly more than $0 to get here from Spain, I would assume, right?
Hashtag
Hashtag am I right? How much did it cost?
How much was the flight over here?
How much was the flight over here?
Why do you want to know?
Well, I don't know. I'm interested. I might go to Spain in it, you know? All right.
No, it was really cheap.
It was 500 euros.
So it wasn't that big of a deal. You just were like, this guy's an asshole. I'll give a couple dollars here so I can go to America.
Of course. Now I can tell you you're a dickhead.
Everyone thinks I'm a douchebag, but I'm not trying to be one. I'm just this
hey,
is
Aaron.
The way.
No, but yes. Now you prove it.
Oh. Why? Why?
I can,
what?
I can tell you how much a plane ticket costs to Spain. One to Spain in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you're going right.
Where
you're
are
going
you
to
going?
Spain? So to Granada in Spain, nice. Southwest or south. Well,
Alhambra.
So how much does it cost?
You didn't say that.
I'll tell you like in like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, listen, I didn't mean to be an asshole to you.
No, it's fine.
I also didn't mean to be a dickass to you.
It's fine.
By the way, that's the name of this week's episode, Dickass.
Oh. Dickass.
Yeah.
Episode 21. Please no.
What color
Jordans did your parents buy you?
When?
That's two weekends ago.
Two weekends ago,
you were supposed to go see your parents. You didn't talk about it last week. I hope it happened.
Oh, I did go to see my parents, actually, and we didn't buy anything. We just hung out.
You didn't? Oh, no Bed Bath & Beyond?
Nah, no Bed Bath. My dad did offer to take me somewhere, but I don't like to see him buying stuff for me. I feel bad when he does that. Yeah. So where have you been, man? Max Bode. It's been a couple, I'd say, months. I don't think we...
Months.
Yeah, I haven't seen you since we had a... Oh, yeah. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow in the morning. Fucking sucks.
He's going to Florida. It's super dangerous.
I'm going to a motorcycle show.
I don't like getting on airplanes if there hasn't been a crash recently.
Really?
Because I feel like crashes don't happen right after one another.
Right.
So I hate getting on a plane. It's like, well, the odds are... But you think they're probably like... 300 to 3,000 planes that took off today. So
right, but
you're good. You're
but
good.
You know, that's what I was saying. That's what I'm saying, right? Like thousands of people get on planes every day. And you know, some people travel like a couple times a week.
George Clooney in that movie.
Oh, Up in the Air. Yeah. Wow, that movie made me scream. That movie made me scream out loud, dude. Wow. You know, that's another guy we should have on here is George Clooney, and I'll tell you exactly why. When I was in 8th grade, I got my hair cut to look like George Clooney.
Yo, so did I. Real talk.
Yeah,
I went to like Supercuts, and I was like, "What should I do?" And they were like, "You should get the George Clooney."
Yeah,
cut.
He had just been in Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah,
and that was the cut.
Yo, you and me both.
Yeah,
man.
That was the main cut back.
So they frosted your tips?
No. That was Sunin. You guys remember Sunin? Wow,
no,
we got no Sunin users
in
here.
Kool-Aid and
Sunin. What the hell
spunk
is that?
Colors?
Sunin is a spray that you put on your hair and it enhances what sun does.
Why do you even know about it?
I use that for my skin
dude,
to make
no
it.
No wonder you're the
orange.
Archbishop of C-Punk.
Yo, I am the Archbishop of C-Punk. Yo,
I had the hair gel too.
Spliffington asked me what Sunin was so he could just prove that I was the Archbishop of C-Punk. And the C-Punk people don't even like me, and that proves that I'm the fucking king.
They don't like you, they love you.
Because, yeah, exactly. The monarch is always hated, you know?
You're hated because you rule with an iron fist.
I rule with an iron fist on C-Punk.
Yo, but I don't know what the next thing is, man.
Never mind.
I was, okay,
I read somewhere that the next thing is slime punk.
Slime punk?
Yeah.
No, you're lying. Come on.
Slime.
I actually read that.
Slime punk.
That's true. I don't really.
Slime step.
It's like a grungier C punk.
What about Witch House? That's really dead.
Is it that one song called Witch Doctor?
Which one is that, Jack? Is that what it is?
Wait, which?
What is that? I don't know.
House song called Witch Doctor.
Jack, can you find us some Witch
Pull
House?
That up.
I figured that'd be the Witch House.
Pull up some Witch House.
You know the
song. Yeah, we got it right here.
So what have you been doing, Max?
I've been, I live upstate, I get chased by wolves through the mountains. That actually happened.
Really?
I did. I was attacked, or
this is
menaced.
Witch House?
I think this is Witch House.
Menaced by a wolf.
What does menaced mean? They were like,
I was hiking, and they were tracking. They were tracking me.
They were like, I will chase you.
I could kill you.
Yeah, I could kill you, but I might
or
just
is this
hang
in
around.
Your head?
Yeah.
But I've been living upstate. I make art. Soon you'll have a lot of shows of mine that you're going to have to go to.
That's okay. I'm into that.
You know. I live upstate. I make art. And I live a bohemian lifestyle.
It seems as though you live you live quite bohemian.
I drink beer and a coffee.
We got a caller on the line. Maybe the witch house did it.
Hey. Who's this?
It's Evan.
Hey, Evan, what's up?
How's it going, man?
It's going good. We're listening to some witch house. We're talking to Max Bode. Candela's here. Armando's in the other room chilling, looking at Facebook.
Evan, can you send me my infographic right away? Yeah. Or my spreadsheet?
Say what?
You owe me a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah, you owe him a spreadsheet, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, man. Shit, that's been on my to-do list.
Yeah, it's like,
I forgot.
It's been a week.
What's the spreadsheet?
Can't tell you.
It's for calculating the number of...
All right, so I didn't hear that, so I guess I'll never know.
The number of exhibits?
Until it's out.
Hey, are we live right now?
We're live, baby.
Totes live.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds terrible. I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah, man, that's what we like to do on Gunwatch.
It's been a while since I did this.
Bad reception. That's what we like over here.
Peace.
So before we get too deep into, I want to talk to Max a little bit more, and there's some witch house here, and I want to let you guys know that I think today in New York people were... overly obnoxious. Well, you know, when the weather gets nice, New Yorkers turned into obnoxious people.
Absolutely.
You guys
start arguing like it's do the right thing.
Like you know what? You know what? I'm just going to walk to work, man.
Get out of my way.
You know what? I'm just going to walk to work today. It's so beautiful.
Bohemians don't get up to walk to work, so.
But you don't even when you walk to work, you're just having a coffee and a beer, basically.
I heard somebody told me the other day that a mental switch happens when you walk through a doorway. I've been doing that. Like, I walk out of my house and I walk back in when I have a day of work. Even if you're having a fight with a spouse.
Wait, he's still there.
Oh, Evan, hey, what's up?
Or a loved one, walk through a doorway and change the dynamic.
I'm just smoking a bowl.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I was going to do that in the break, but yeah.
Not in here. You aren't.
Not in here. I got in a lot of trouble last week. Jack and I have been friends since 2004.
Well, you did break the rules.
Oh, excuse me. No, we've been friends since 2006,
something like that.
Yeah. That was our first official argument, I think.
Yeah.
All right,
that's,
I love
bullshit.
You, man.
You guys have argued way.
It wasn't really an argument.
No, we've had like disagreements. No, you kind of scolded me. That's fine. I deserved it.
The thing is, you blew the smoke into the mic. It wasn't even like you turned your head. You were like,
I know. I was mad.
He did announce it.
I announced it.
You announced it. Yeah.
So, is this Witch House music?
This sounds like Metallica slowed down or some shit.
Screwed and chopped Metallica equals Witch House. Hashtag.
I'm gonna fuck with this more than C-Punk right now.
Hashtag equals.
Are we gonna officially say that Witch House is the next C-Punk?
No, because
C-Punk was the next Witch House.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
see,
not
every
not
yeah,
look
yeah,
how far
yeah,
out
yeah.
of it.
Nah, the recession got everyone depressed, and then people started making money again, and it was like, oh, C-Punk.
So we're doing slime grime.
Slime grime.
Slime grime.
Everyone's
multiple
showing up
friends.
Now. Yeah,
friend parade.
Digital friend parade. Hey. You know, I feel like this is kind of like Mystery Science Theater tonight, you know? I'm not as bothered as much by the noise coming
Why
from the...
Why doesn't this family get a chair for their child?
They need a...
Yo.
She needs a double chin.
You holder. Need a chair. You need a chair for this child.
This kid has been standing the whole
No,
dinner.
The kid's on a chair. The
oh,
kid's
for
on
real?
A chair. Yeah.
It's more hilarious to think of it that way, though.
You know, but also under in the circumstances that you have a kid and you're trying to make the kids sit down, and perhaps they just aren't in the mood to sit down, then maybe that's the reason.
That's
you
a good.
Say,
that's a good
say,
way to handle it, though.
You know
like,
what?
You want to stand at the table? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You want to stand? Stand. You'll
I'm
like
leaving them home alone.
Yeah,
that's it. When I'm older, leaving them home alone.
Hi,
home
alone. It's me from the C-Punk News Network.
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Have an important announcement.
Wow.
Today.
This is RecTech.
For all the C-Punks out there.
Why is he talking so slowly?
The Village Voice.
I don't know. He's like.
Has called.
It's like he's affected.
Ultra
or whatever.
Demon. Is a blue-haired Skrillex.
This scares me.
Oh, so
thank
this is
you, everyone.
So this is what they do. They talk like they're on ecstasy.
Being here for this wonderful.
That's what people sound like on ecstasy.
Or whatever drug that's
That was fucking retarded.
Who was
that? Not great.
That was a lot
the
of downers.
C-Punk News Network, man.
C-Punk News. Yeah, right.
That's what we're up against
hey,
as far as C-Punk Media
Hello?
Goes.
They don't have a show.
Is that a friend?
It's so, That was the C-Punk news, I guess. Hey, Chris just walked in. Hey, buddy. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Hey, haven't seen Max in a while. Hey, you want to talk into the mic? You can.
How art thou?
We're good. You know, it's a good thing you came because we're supposed to call Ed Peden tonight because I know everyone out there got extremely, extremely excited about the Missile Silo episode, and he wanted to talk about other weird stuff, not just missile silos, and I got to tell him about some weird stuff that I was going through in my neighborhood. I creamed my pants often. Listen, it's almost top of the hour. Spliffington, well, you don't have to. I'll give you a second over there. So since this music is playing, did you guys enjoy the weather today? Because I like bad weather.
It scares me.
It was too hot, too sweaty.
You know, yeah, you know why that is? There's solar flares going on right now.
No.
Big solar. Yes.
That was like 2 months ago.
No, there's... Well, you know, I gotta do some research on this because a solar flare and a there's like flux ropes and then there's solar flares and then there's like all sorts of...
Could we get that guy on Gunwash?
We could get that guy on Gunwash, yeah. You know, I think on episodes when, like, I don't really have anything to talk about, I shouldn't try. We should just, like, talk about what we want to do on future episodes of Gunwash.
I think I like that idea.
Yeah. I like that idea. All right. Well, listen, it's Gunwash Radio here on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. All you Gunwashers out there know you can find us every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight is... nothing in particular, I guess. Max is here. Chris is here. Candela's here. Armando's here. Jack is here. Spiffington is here.
Even ground.
Pull up that.
Mad Spider. Yo, Froggy. Somewhere a really gal idiot, you know. Somewhere a gal fool. I'm going to a scenario. A tarantula.
Yo, show a gal where you like. Send me picture on Facebook. Make you a carry belly like gal where we are buggy. You a call a gal phone a chat. Be a ting bone Froggy. When I'm in the day and night time, I slap it.
You want the fashion?
Like the informer, we set up. But show you a catty eat. That gal done so man. But to come defend it to your friend. Them in no friend. I know now. Oh no, me no fight to up a gal. But since you want some, do you?
Sweat girl, some man a sell out them friend forget girl. Even if I'm my type, I'm the one me call me wife. She can't go for me life. No, that's some of them a real girl, fool. All in the mouth, them girl, rule. No say she a run the place red. I still you make the girl run your head.
Yo, someone I like when you call them gal fool. True, them never pass first farmer gal school. Gal, I use them for things, we call them gal tool. I know them get vexed and I lose them gal cool. Some of them full of money and them still nah no use. Have I fought the fall for mangoes? I buy your man juice, I try get her loose. No shit done with the next man and chop you a loose.
Yo, tarantula.
Wagwan.
Yo, Deli.
Wagwan, Froggy.
Now we them Trinity.
Real time.
Them a like me, so me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, so me no like them. Pull out your pocket and pull out for your kind of fussy. Them no like me, so me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, so me no like them. Pull out your pocket and pull out for your kind of fussy. Boy, where you fear? No for them, one for box the food out our plate. Bed like a hell and I go on like them straight. No say no for them a player yet. Make man use them for set trap. Them could not be with teammate. They link them dead till it can't cremate. Check some on a fool and think we don't catch the rate. So when them press gas, we pull up and break.
Them no like me, so me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, so me no like them. But now you fuck with a bone of fear, kind of fussy friend. Them no like me, so me no like them. Them a me enemy, me and them no friend. Them no like me, so me no like them. But now you fuck with a bone of fear.
Me love the girl, them and the girl, them love me. Me love the pretty girls, me love them ugly. Love when the girls, them a kiss up and a hug me. I forget a girl, me send me, I forget a girl. Anywhere in the world, me go, me, I forget a girl. I forget a girl, me send me, must get a girl. Call me born as a girl, it's the world general. I forget a girl, me send me, I forget a girl. Anywhere in the world, me go, me, I forget a girl. Forget a girl, me send me must get a girl. Call me born as a girl, it's the world general, yeah.
Me
have to big up the girl them were freaky. Girl them were treat them man like sweetie. No half stepping job done completely. Them man them here decide the peace. Ice in a mouth girl them think they sweet me. Anytime I ready you feel ready for release me. Lips by me body girl deal with it neatly. Right after I kill her till the death with me. I forget a girl, me send me, I forget a girl. Anyway, in other world, me go me, I forget a girl. I forget a girl, me send me, must get a girl. Come me born as a girl, it's the world general. I forget a girl, me send me, I forget a girl. Anyway, in other world, me go me, I forget a girl. I forget a girl, me send me, must get a girl. Come me a girl, it's the world general. Y'all from Facebook, me get y'all easy. Y'all a WhatsApp, baby, and not tweet me. Y'all over Italy, a chat say me cheeky. Me love fi take off African y'all da shiki. Y'all over jam down, I said them a go beat me. Y'all them a Europe, I said them a go keep me. Y'all a da y'all them find no fear fi reach me. But me nah follow y'all go back home go pick me. I forget a girl, me send me, I forget a girl. Anyway, in the world, me go me, I forget a girl. I forget a girl, me send me, must get a girl. Call me brown as a girl, it's the world general.
Because you know we never switch.
Froggy, the Trinity number switch neither. Yeah.
Baby boomer things, sir. So make us a them. Man as a man, we never man as a woman.
Mad Spider Production.
Yo, Tarantula, hear the Trinity. Because you know we never switch.
Froggy, the Trinity number switch neither. Yeah.
Baby boomer things, sir. Make us a them. Born as a man, me never born as a woman. No we bikini, me no dress up in a fan. Woman, me follow, me no follow back a man.
Never.
Born as a man, me never born as a woman. No we bikini, me no dress up in a fan. Woman, me follow, me no follow back a man.
Never.
Yeah, we ever straight like we pants with the seam. No man to a thing, a girl for we team. No king to a king, a king to a queen. We born a man where you use them bleach cream. And I dress up in a frack like them name Charlene. Wind up in a dance like them name Carlene. That
never me.
Talk me mine and you know me no care. Me no wear mini skirt, not just in a brazier. Never bleach me face, not put weave in a hair. That
never.
So me go so dead. Born as a man, me never born as a woman. No we bikini, me no dress up in a fan. Woman, me follow, me no follow back a man.
Never.
Born as a man, me never born as a woman. No we bikini, me no dress up in a fan. Woman, me follow, me no follow back a man.
Never.
Trinity, woman be say, from me small and I grow. Well a girl me say, no man can plot me cane row. Come me straight, me no bend. Coulda with them at the fend. But no boy can't tell me fippin' and touch me toe. Me want to know what kind of meds them a hold. Like a car, them love fi chop in a patrol. Well, them no real, them a wash up a goal. From a boy, I move funny, me and them now go roll. Come in. Born as a man, me never born as a woman. No we bikini, me no dress up in a fan. Woman, me follow, me no follow back a man.
Never.
Fire, burn, you go burn them up in a. Come judgment. None of that, Jaguano, none of that. Fire, burn, you go burn them up in a. Come judgment, God. None of that, Jaguano. None of that, Jaguar. Do the things them getting. Then I try change up the almighty setting. Last party man we see a guns attack him. The people now play the nation now betting. Almighty create the woman. For a man to take the woman. From the man Babylon separate the woman. Babylon don't rape the woman. None of that Jaguar. None of that Jaguar. None of that Jaguar. No start a falling. None of that, Jaguar. None of that, Jaguar. No, start a falling. None of them, Jaguar.
Baltimore.
Anything that man me clean for me gun.
Back, baby. Heritage Radio Network. Every Thursday at 7:30, that was Spliffington on the wheels. Hey, what, you on the phone with someone, Jack?
My first time caller line is restricted to only those who have experienced clinical death.
Dude, Jack, that's the oldest clip. How did you get that clip?
I'm on point today.
That was like the old nozzle clip, dude. The old Art Bell clip.
Yeah, man.
So, are you on the phone, Jack?
I'm on hold.
Oh, I see. Anything I should be concerned about, or?
I think it's good news.
Okay. Well, welcome, Gunwashers. We're back.
Yeah, what's good? What up? What up? Ready? I'm like, oh my god, this thing is
so dude.
G.
How did you?
Like he's not afraid of me.
Oh wait. Oh wow, Jack, are you going through your old emails right now or something?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So where'd the studio guys
just
go?
Like following them. Yeah. Around Williamsburg, like fuck you, nigga. What up?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
This is like
rocking this shit.
This is like a real nozzle tape episode here.
Yeah. Fuck
so,
it.
Armando just came in. Hey, Armando.
Hey.
Where'd you come from, man?
I just came from a Ramel Z show in 76 Grand.
76 Grand.
Yes.
Old hipsters in there.
Old hipsters with futuristic glasses.
Hipsters love nice weather. That's why the glasses are on, because it's like they found out it was 60 degrees out today, and they were like, well, it must be the night to wear the crazy glasses.
With lights on.
It was
like galactical glasses.
Galactical glasses.
Say that five times.
Galactical glasses.
Galactus glasses.
Galactus glasses. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Galactus used to eat planets. That's how he fed his
I think he absorbed their essence.
Absorbed, yeah, something like that, right? Oh, here comes the
crazy.
No, okay.
Yo, Aaron.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing is, like, I'm trying to get Ed on the phone, and his wife was like, "Oh, yeah, Heritage, great. We have company, so give me one second." And then it dawned on me that they're at this crazy fucking house. It probably takes a minute to get to one place.
All right, if for those gun washers out there who don't remember the missile silo episode, Ed Peden is our friend who lives in a missile silo and owns missile silos. And one of the reasons he might be it might be difficult to find him right now is he might be on the upper part of the or the lower part of the missile silo. I suspect it takes a little bit more time to get from place to place in a house like that. Am I wrong?
He got like one of those elevators that goes to the side to side.
I assume something
Willy
like
Wonka?
That.
You know,
Willy Wonka. Yeah.
What's up, peoples?
What's up, peoples? That's the old Jimmy Papers stuff. Jack, I know we're like live right now and people are listening, but I kind of just want to like listen to the clips and stuff like that.
It could be like it's a rerun episode.
Yeah, see, there goes the Spliffington's like leaving. He's like got a beer in his hand. Yeah, he's like,
bye bye.
Yeah. Oh, you know what Chris said, Jack? Chris said that the C-Punk news looked like Jeremy. Or Spliffington, excuse me. Oh my god. I think we might be on. I think Ed just dissed us, yeah.
Yeah, so his wife comes back and she's like, "I've got to tell you, Jack, Ed is knee deep in a situation and he has to decline today. But wow. He would love to do it again soon.
In the missile silo?
Yeah, well, listen.
That's
if you
scary,
knee deep, ominous, man, knee really. Deep in a situation. I mean, if you live in a house that goes have 400 feet subterranean, I would assume knee deep is nothing, right? I mean,
word.
This kid is standing up out here. Can they give this kid a chair?
Is she really standing?
I don't know. Germ said she had a chair, but yeah, point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a cute kid.
Yeah, you're.
Hey. I'm not. Chris Hansen's gonna be like, take a seat.
Your dreams are gonna be shattered after you eat this pizza because you have to go to bed after that.
You're gonna get the itis.
Yeah, you're gonna get the itis and you have to go to bed. No more, and you can't drink juice ever. Only milk. Warm milk. Warm milk.
No,
warm milk from a breast, from an artificial breast.
This is the one thing I do with my life.
So okay, listen. The reason that I was adamant about having Ed Peden on tonight, as I did promise the listeners we would have him, and the reason I was adamant about having him is because strange stuff has been going on, and you know it's a good thing this crew is here now because we can still talk about the stuff that I wanted to talk about. Can I talk to you guys about some stuff that's happening?
Let's talk.
Okay, so Art Bell, one of my heroes, right? He used to talk about this thing called the quickening. Now Art Bell comes on the air nowadays usually once a year for Halloween, but in his heyday he was on a lot, and he wrote a book called The Quickening, right? And the whole idea was that there's these things happening around us such strange things are happening so rapidly that there's no way you can ignore that, like, the world is changing at a rapid rate, right? Stuff like that. That's
agreed.
I mean, okay, cool. So as long as everyone understands me. So here's what happened. I was going to have Ed Peden on because he likes to talk about things that are related to, you know, sort of like the apocalypse, preparing for the end of the world, things like that, things of that nature. Unfortunately, he did decline from this interview tonight, but I think what did you say? You said we'll follow
knee deep. He really wants to do it. She was like, you know, he would love to come on. He's just in the middle of this situation.
All right, so
they have company over. Is basically
company, all right. Well, right. whatever company, maybe they're rock climbing.
One of those raves that they throw, probably.
Yeah, exactly, a rave.
He had one of those flashbacks. He was deep in conversation.
So, okay, so things have been going on strange, right? Excuse me. I live in the East Village, whatever. You can qualify that however you want. And basically, I was walking around the other day, and I took a right turn onto First Avenue and started walking up. And there was a man who was like 9 feet tall.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
There was a guy.
Nope.
He was so tall, and he didn't look disproportionate. He didn't look like he had a disease. He didn't look like he was deformed or giantism, as often we call it.
Was he on stilts?
No. He was a regular looking guy, hipstery kind of, downtown.
Love him.
And he was a 9 foot tall hipster. Go ahead, Candela. What do you want to say?
No.
Come on, get involved.
I just hit my headphones.
You hit your headphones?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
Don't do that again. Just kidding. I'm joking.
I was listening to you.
Okay, cool. So I'll continue, actually, because there's more to talk about on that. So, yeah,
it's
really
interesting.
Okay, cool. So this is the idea that things are, you know, quickening and getting stranger and stranger as we get towards... it is 2012, right? I mean, that's the whole reason we wanted to have Ed on here, is to sort of talk about, things like this.
I think it's going to be an awesome 2012 summer. I get that vibe.
I think so, too.
There's going to be so much solar flare. Everyone's going to be super tan.
Right. See, now he knows there's solar flare stuff going on. There's stuff going on here that can't be ignored. Okay, so I saw the 9 foot tall guy, right? Dude, I was with my friend, Emily. Everyone was staring at this guy while they were walking by because this guy was...
9 fucking feet tall.
Dude, something weird was going on, right? 2 days ago.
Was he wearing blue?
He was wearing a blue sweater with, like, blue jeans, and, like, he looked like a regular guy, dude, except, like, taller than everyone, and everyone that was walking was looking at it, like...
Did he have a pug with him, and the men in black were following shortly behind him?
No, but he looked a little bit...
Alien-esque.
No, a little bit...
Fae?
Yeah.
He looked fae.
Yeah, he looked fae.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you know, we can spot that from, you know? So the other day...
Get the radar.
This was, like, a week and a half ago, right? So the other day, the fader...
The Tina Fader.
So the other day, I'm walking the other way, taking a left onto First Avenue, going down, right, towards Houston. I see a tall, he struck me as kind of like a strange-looking dude. He had a seeing eye dog, which I guess that means he's blind, right? But his eyes were open, and they didn't look blind, as it were, right? this dog was not a dog. This dog was not a dog.
What was it?
It was like a pug.
No, dude. It was like a creature. It wasn't like a deformed. No, like listen, I went home and looked up like deformed dog nose deformities, like what, you know? This dog looked like it wasn't a dog, dude. It wasn't a dog.
What was it?
It looked like a wolf.
Like a hybrid human.
Not on the human side. It wasn't on the human side. It was more on like the aquatic mammal side.
You can ask Max. He knows about creatures.
Yeah, so this would be sort of something along like the cryptozoology stuff, which I don't know if Ed knows about, but
like
we should get
him
back.
The flying monkey men, but without the wings from Wizard
of
Oz?
So basically, like, imagine a golden retriever, okay?
Made sex to a...
Yeah.
Walrus.
Except... A golden retriever, except like 50% the size, and the nose was like
a fox.
No,
that's something they make in Japan.
No.
They make that in Japan.
There's stuff. There's something going on in downtown New York that's strange. And I'll tell you something else. I see black helicopters a lot.
I saw one today.
You know?
Where?
In the East Village, man. I see black helicopters. I'll tell you something. I look up on certain days. And I see black helicopters stationary, like three of them.
Well, I asked the question before. Mr. The world is going to end in 2012. Who's that guy? What's it starts with an N?
There's a certain guy.
There's the guy who says the world is going to end in 2012. Cool. He came from a long, long time ago.
Nostradamus. Oh, you know that. You're just messing with me.
So Nostradamus said that the Antichrist is going to be wearing blue when he shows up. So that's why I asked what.
Do you guys think that Ron Paul?
You say the Antichrist is going to wear blue?
I think Ron Paul.
Antichrist
maybe
is wearing blue.
That's mad C-punk.
Yeah, seriously. That is mad C-punk. Turn it on, baby.
Blue is a common color to wear.
Glow sticks, please. Where's my hologram marijuana leaf yin yang sunglasses?
Where's my dolphin picking me up?
Where's my dolphin?
I've seen posters that say dolphins do bad things to people. What's that about?
I don't know. I thought dolphins were genial and cooperative and a pleasure to be around. I don't know where that came from.
I've seen things.
So it's unfortunate we couldn't get Ed tonight because I did have a few things I wanted to ask him about.
Yeah, Ricky Powell's gonna come.
Oh yeah, what happened with that?
He was like, "Holler at him." And I saw this guy today, too. I will give you his car later.
Okay, cool. Hey, you know what? Hey, great guys in the room. You know, I talked to your friend Wade, and he...
Team Buns.
He expressed interest in coming on again, but he might be busy. I don't know.
Wade? Not busy.
Isn't the Virgins, like, doing...
The Virgins are taking naps.
Oh, okay.
I'll ask a real question.
You guys...
Good guys, who are you?
Yeah. It's about time we have...
Can I ask one question? If World War III were to happen tomorrow and you had to be on the side of either Team Buns or Team Tetas, what side would you be on?
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer.
Buns.
Maybe Buns. I don't know. What about you?
I feel Buns because I feel like Middle America would be Team Tetas. I feel like that's Republicans are Team Tetas.
Like they right?
Exactly.
I like Buns better, but that's me.
But you think maybe like Republicans aren't creative enough to be into Buns? They're just like, we must be into Tetas because that's like the run of the that's the run of the mill.
Like, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, yeah. They're like, yeah, Tetas.
I think they
obviously
like Buns.
Why are you flicking me off, Chris?
You just said Republicans aren't creative.
Oh, Armando, what team would you be on?
Are you a Republican? I don't know.
I would have picked Tim Tetas.
You'd be on Team Tetas?
Yeah,
you like Tetas better than Buns?
He seems like a Teta guy.
No way.
I'm a boob type of guy.
You seem like a Teta type guy.
But you cannot do anything with the Tetas.
That's absolutely untrue. That's absolutely untrue.
I mean,
no. Whatever.
Oh, she hates me, Max. Wow. She like
not
really does not like me. Wow.
Nah.
That's like
give me a good reason why, and then I will like you. Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
All right. Well, I'll take it some time.
He'll probably walk
your
dog.
I will give you a shot. Come on. Tell me why.
To be perfectly honest with you.
You can move your ass better than your tits. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about
Team Buns.
I was going back to
Well, you know, I don't disagree with you that you can move your ass better than your
Then Ted why? Does. Then why?
The mic.
You have to move your mic.
Then why am I? Then why am I? Well, I you know, I'm not so sure because I didn't take a side on the Tate Buns thing. Actually,
you said Team Buns.
I was kind of defaulting with Jack because you know he was so furtive to say that.
Answer is buns, man.
Why is the answer? Why is the answer?
Candela explained it, man. You can't really do. You know, you could do a lot more with that.
Fair enough.
It just looks better. It's a good visual.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I disagree with the whole. You can
tetas,
do more
tetas.
With tetas.
No, with
tetas,
buns.
Tetas.
You could do more with buns.
You could do more with buns, but there's an equivalent to the tetas.
Yeah.
You can, well. Why are we acting like they're like prosthetic and like not?
You
human?
Know, they're actually in some ways they're similar.
You know what I think? That both make a great team. With yeah, it's true. It's true. Without one, you cannot make
Well, I gotta tell you, man, this was a hoot tonight, man. It was a hoot nanny, man.
I think it just has to have its equivalency, you know?
What are you talking about?
I think it's a preference.
Buns and tetas.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not particularly captivated by either of them. Like, in the situation, yes, I am, because it's, you know.
You're on Team Coochie?
I'd say I'm more towards the Coochie.
Hey!
Obs!
Aaron's Newt Gingrich.
I am. I'm Newt Gingrich. I'm Salamander Gingrich. We can just play it. Well, I gotta tell you guys, it has been one heck of an evening here. We can let that play a little bit.
Ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. Big booty bitches.
Come on home, let's go to the evening. Jock Jams.
Yeah, Jock Jams 5.
Do some the unreleased CD.
Let's have a jump rope contest.
Yo, you know what? Jock Jams, that's the new C-Punk, right?
Jock Jams is. Jock Jams was strangely reminiscent of C-Punk, yeah, for sure. Or the opposite, rather.
Coochie Jams is the new C-Punk.
Coochie Jams. Coochie Punk.
Coochie Punk. Punk. Yeah, I think that might be it.
So we're going to cut a record tonight for Coochie Punk. For the
make
Coochie Punk.
Coochie Pops.
Coochie Pop?
Coochie Pops.
Okay.
Oh.
No.
Well,
it's
guys,
like the new blow pop.
Gun Wash tonight was a little bit
the best.
Jack, I really like when we do the nozzle tape type stuff. And pop that pussy, hey! Pop that pussy, hey!
The thing about these shows, when you go home and listen to it, you have no idea what to expect.
So yeah, fun. and you know, it's more fun to listen to, right? Yeah.
I can talk about ass and titties and coochie all night.
So, but you think? Do you think we can follow up with Ed though?
On this discussion?
No, I mean, do you think? what if he tunes in later? What if he tunes in?
That'd be a wrap for us.
A silo man is an ass man.
Yeah. I'd say if you own a missile silo, yeah, seriously. I'd say if you own a missile silo or two, you've probably seen a few things.
a few
bottles, a few other things too, man. A few tabs.
Starfish Empire.
I gotta be honest with you guys. I think I'm like I think I'm out of material for the night, guys. I don't feel bad.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm just saving it for future gun washing. Well, we did good in the sound room tonight. Like, we were really on point in the sound room tonight. All right, listen, guys.
So this old lady comes up to me today, right? And her glasses glow in the dark. And she was like 50 years old, but I thought she was like 19.
50 on a 19. This is why I wanted to get Ed on the show, because cryptozoology, man. People are looking strange. Animals are looking strange. The weather is strange. The sun is blowing flux ropes at us.
I was chasing the sun earlier today, too.
It sounded a little bit like
the black helicopter issue is. I don't know. It leaves this like bad taste in my mouth.
Black Hawk Down.
I hope that's not my fault.
No. I mean, it's like. It's just strange.
Yeah, you feel like you're being watched a little bit.
Yeah, I actually saw this, you know, when the stars come out from my apartment, I could see just the flickering. And about a week ago, a helicopter, one of the NYPD helicopters, were like floating under one of these flickering lights. And I was like,
yeah,
is there some UFO conspiracy that's going on? Because I'm just not sure how coincidental this is.
I think
procedure.
Play that jam.
You know, the most interesting thing, and we're going to wrap it up in a second, but the most interesting thing about strange things you see in the sky is that, you know, if you see a UFO, that's one thing. And if you see a black helicopter, that's another thing. But if you see black helicopters and UFOs at the same time,
No good,
man. That's that, you know. This is why I wanted Ed on the show, man. Oh. That's fine. We'll get him.
He'll
next
be back.
Time. He'll be back.
Us on the show.
Let's just get Ed's wife on the show.
Yeah, we should have just.
Yo, I almost just put her through, but then I thought it would ruin our chances of getting Ed later. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if Max has anything else to say to Candela, you know, we could give him the mic.
Since we're here, we might as well do that. Make you guys can up. Close the show out if you want.
No.
Okay.
Armando.
So romantic.
Making love in the club. Waiting for the wolf.
Waiting for the wolf.
Having sex in the Lex. This is slow. You can't really sing to this unless you sing really slow.
It's been a while since I had sex in a Lex.
Nah, this is the type of dude that you do like voodoo to.
Yeah,
voodoo music.
Baby booty so fine.
All right.
Oh, this is a futuristic Halloween show.
Gonna stick my wolf in the den.
We had a great mix of sounds going on tonight.
What happened with the 19-year-old, 30-year-olds?
Oh, yeah, what happened? No, the 50-year-old, 19-year-old.
Oh,
so
I didn't
happened?
Even get to finish the story.
Yeah, so finish.
All right, well,
take us out.
She came up to me, and she was like, yo, why is your jacket orange in this place? Because it was glowing in the dark. I was glowing inside.
Of course, because you had the orange, right.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa, everyone's looking at me like, who is this guy? His coat is glowing. And she was like, excuse me. And I was like, I just want to get that little book that you had. And then I just like walked away.
What was,
I was like,
what was the book like?
This Remel Z book. They had like little books that they were giving out, and I wanted a book.
Oh, so but you got one, right?
And
did you go to that show?
Yeah, I did. I just came from it. It was freaking insane.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, you don't even understand. Like, it's going to be there till like the 21st. But it's, what's up?
This crazy suit, is it there?
No, they have a bunch of skates, like all these skateboards on the ceiling. It's just freaking crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, where is it?
It's on Broom and Grand or some shit.
Oh, all right, cool. We go over there. Yeah.
Go after here or something.
That, you know, this is great, man. Oh!
Next week we don't have Aaron on the show, so it's going to be Dirty Guns. Dirty Guns the show.
You know, I will be in New York next week, but if you guys want to do a substitute show, I'm cool with that. If Jack's cool, then it's fine with me.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to take a break anyway.
I want
to,
no.
Wait, when do you come back?
Wednesday, I think.
I love that sound.
Yeah, I like that sound too. I'm going to ride motorcycles this weekend, guys. What do you think about that? Moto Guzzi.
I think you're going to have no legs on Sunday.
Well, at least I'll still have the mouth.
You should do an endo.
I'll do an endo on a Moto Guzzi. That sounds kind of cool.
Fuck yeah.
Well, listen, guys. It was Gunwash. It is now the bottom of the hour, and I am very, very excited that you guys joined us this evening. And if you like to listen to Gunwash, make sure you always tune in on Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, earlier today, before we went on, I wrote an email out to the staff, and I said, you know what, I think we should really, I want to feel the music again tonight. Like, I think earlier in the Gunwash days, like, I was almost more about the music than I was about the talk. I really think it tied it together, and I think tonight we really did hear that music, and I think we're going to continue to hear that music as Spliffington takes us out. Join us next week on Gunwash. It's unclear whether I'll be here, but something will be going on.
Definitely.
Gunwash Radio.
Gunwash. Love your mom.
Love you guys.
pull up with Jackson. Jackson. What kind of fridge that? Well, don't be unhappy, for here comes the original copy of the sounds called the Sidewalk Doctor. Step it this out.
Well, tell me that you're frozen like whiskey thrown in a bourbon bottle. Otherwise, you're just crystals of bamboo wackle, you know. All we got to do is really pause the station identification exclusively. Cause right now you can feel my vibration. It's really designed for the young and old generation. Use the sound that was created from creation. As you can hear the original soundtrack from the record rock called the Sidewalk Doctor of the scene. Hey! Baby, wait again, I'll be no jello bean. Seasons of my grappling payback, I can drop on anything as I would tell ya. James Bond of soul, I'm allergic to trail. So you can play about this musical disc if you will or will. Hey! Blow daddy, blow as I say. Blow daddy, blow like you never blew before. Spread out, Jack, spread out.
Thank you.